Thank you.
Thank you.
Next application is case number 11460, the application of Paul C. Bartlett and Ann R. Bartlett, trustees. Site is located southeast corner of Bayshore Drive and Jefferson Avenue, being lot 5, block 4 of the old Broadkill section, with a 911 address of 301 South Bayshore Drive, Milton, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 235, map 417, parcel number 43, requesting a variance from the corner front yard setback requirement. More specifically, they are requesting a 5-foot variance from the required 15-foot corner front setback requirement, and we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and one mail return.
Thank you, Mr. Lynn.
Good evening, members of the board. I'm Bill Schaub, representing the applicant in this case, and it's as in the last application, this is another lot in Broadkill Beach. The only thing different about this is sort of the true variance application. This is one where nothing has been done yet, and the parties want to be able to do something that requires a variance. So Ms. Braunstein is going to testify in favor of the applicants who live in North Carolina, so she could be sworn, please.
Mr. Schaub, Ms. Braunstein's already been sworn in. Just for the record, witness Lori Braunstein.
Thank you.
Members of the board, again, this is, again, what I would call a situation where the variance is needed just so the property can turn from a vacant lot to a usable lot. It is 50 by 100, which in the old section is the typical size, and while 50 by 100 foot lots, you can squeeze lots into them if you're in town where you're served by public sewer and public water and the like, but in a community like Broadkill Beach, that becomes extremely difficult when you need things like septic systems. And so in this particular case, the applicants have owned the property for a number of years, and they have it listed for sale because they no longer live in the area, and there is, in fact, a contract for sale, and it was their prospective buyers who said, when they looked at the survey or the outline of the property, the map of the property, that we could not build a home on this lot because it is a corner lot. That is what's unique about this, because of the side yard setback on a corner lot went from 10 to 15 feet along Jefferson Avenue. So the applicant said that they could only buy the lot, could only build a house, just a modest size house, if that setback were reduced. So they just had 10-foot setbacks off each side rather than 10 and 15. So this is a variance request for one side to be 10, which is all the other lots on the street are already 10 and 10. This one is only 15 because it so happens to be a corner lot. And so we believe that because of the size of the lot, the shape of the lot, and the fact it would be total conforming with all the other properties except corner lots, that a variance should be granted. Ms. Braunstein, she has given pictures. And first of all, Ms. Braunstein, what is your involvement in this particular variance?
I am the realtor for both the buyer and the seller in this.
And you sell real estate mostly in Broadkill Beach?
Yes, sir.
You've heard what I have said to the board. Would you say in general that is what I've said is accurate?
Yes.
Just tell me how it came up about the variance request first place.
They were concerned about the lot size, and I said, well, in some instances it's been my experience that with corner lots, because they are so small, variances have been granted for that additional 5 feet, especially with the corner lots, because they're so small. So I encourage them to make an offer contingent on seeing if they could get the variance for the additional 5 feet.
And could you explain to the members of the board the pictures that you've given them, what they show?
So one picture that has, like, the mailbox straight on is a picture looking directly onto the lot with Jefferson Avenue to the side. And then another picture with the cross, kind of a crosswalk noted, showing everything else on Jefferson Avenue and how close the houses are across the street, actually older homes that are practically right up on the street. Then I have another picture where there are houses on the left and that vacant area on the right is the lot in question. And this is another picture with the septic mound. There's a house behind it, a large three-story home, and again, the lot is in front of that septic mound looking toward the bay.
Now, Ms. Bronstein, in this case, because we know the size of the lot from the plot plan being 50 by 100, we did not submit a survey, but we did submit a copy of the tax map with a drawing showing in rough,
sketch.
But the question, the property we're speaking of is on the corner of Jefferson and Bayshore, is that correct?
South Bayshore Drive, yes.
And parcel 44 is shown next to it along Bayshore.
Yes.
Now, if this were parcel 44, the side yard setbacks would be 10 feet on both sides, is that correct?
Yes.
And that's parcel 45 is behind them on Jefferson. That lot, the side yard setbacks are 10 feet each.
Yes.
Is that correct? So on either side of this property, the same side yard setbacks. This is only different because it's a corner lot.
That's correct.
From your experience as a realtor, just knowing generally sizes of houses, do you believe that a reasonably sized house would fit if the variance is not granted?
Well, it would really restrict what can be done. It would be more like a double wide size, or not quite. Well, it would more much more restrict what you could put on the property. Yeah.
If the variance is granted and a house were built that was 10 feet from both sides rather than 10 and 15 feet, do you think that would adversely affect any of the surrounding properties in by either use or value in any way?
No.
Do you believe the variance is needed for the reasonable use of this property?
Yes.
And in general, would this variance make this property in conformity with general most of the other properties in the area?
Absolutely.
Members of the board, I don't have any other testimony. The uniqueness in this case is obvious. It's the corner lot. First of all, there's small lots, but then make it a corner lot. 5 feet doesn't sound like much until you only have 50 feet to work with. And besides that, you also have to put a septic system and a house and a driveway all in that area. It obviously squeezes. It makes it very difficult to comply with any set of setback requirements. There's certainly a possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity, but I think you have to go to then the hardship requirements. I mean, I suppose the house could be built on a lot 30 feet wide. I suppose you could have a 10-foot wide house or a 5-foot wide house. I mean, it's physically possible to do, but it is so impractical to do that I think creates the hardship that would meet the standards in this case. Because I think it's necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. Size of the lot, certainly the setback requirements, that was not caused by the applicant. Variance is not going to alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Broadkill Beach, all the lots are small and the houses are small, or on small lots. The requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief here, because what it really does, it just makes it the same as the other lots. And I think that's the key to this. I think it is the least modification possible, but the key factor in all this lot will be just like almost every other lot in there. Now, I will acknowledge we did not go and check every corner lot in Broadkill Beach to see if there are lots that are 50-foot by 100-foot lots, if there were 15 or 10 feet, whether they met them or not. But I think based on the testimony, it's clear that that this variance is needed so that the buyers of this lot can make a reasonable use of this property. So for those reasons, we ask that the variance be granted.
Okay. All right, thank you, Mr. Brown. Are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with you, Mr. Rickard.
Well, Counselor, let's look at the, I'll refer to them as lots, not parcels, okay?
Yes.
We'll look at 8. Now look across the street at 5. They would have to be 15 feet also, right?
8 would, yes.
And 5 would be, right?
5 is us. Right? Oh, I'm sorry, parcel 43 that is shown as lot 5, that is our lot.
That's your lot.
Now, 8 would be also, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that would need 15 feet there. I'm going right around the corner, right at the intersection.
Yep.
Yep.
Now, the house across the street would have to be 15 feet, wouldn't it?
I guess because it's on a corner. It has a really old cottage on it, but it's 100 feet wide. They have a lot of room to work because that's one big lot.
I'm going somewhere with this, okay?
Okay.
Across the street there from them is a 60-foot wide.
Okay.
And that would have to be 15 feet also, right?
Yes, with a larger size lot, yes.
With a larger size lot. So there's two larger size lots there, but directly across the street on Jefferson Avenue, there is a 50 by 100 also, correct?
Directly across the street is on Jefferson, you mean, there?
On Jefferson.
Yeah, that is on a 50 by 100 parcel, and that house is actually in one of these photos.
Okay.
And it's very close to the road. Those stairs, I don't think, are 10 feet off. Really close.
So they would need a 15-foot.
Can I add to that?
Yes.
I looked at the listing, parcel number 12, which is across Jefferson, parcel number 52, which is on the opposite side on right. Madison Avenue, both receive variances for front and side.
It did? Okay.
But it didn't, the listing doesn't say whether it's a corner or not. It just, they did get variances. Without pulling a file, we can't really.
That's right.
And we have division in that area.
So you're not, that was my next question that our secretary just answered, and you're not familiar with those properties that
I actually have to say that I am. I personally own lot 51 and the one on the other side of Madison Avenue was a very, very narrow lot that I did request a front setback for many years ago because the wetlands came right up into it, and I requested, I think, a corner. Yeah,
setback.
It was on the corner, and in fact, that's Madison Avenue's a paper road there, and I requested setback from Madison Avenue and as well as a front yard setback.
That's also a 50 by 100 lot.
That's correct, except
okay,
it was
you
transit.
Got a variance for that.
Yes, sir.
What I'm trying to do is establish precedent. Where the variances are in this area.
So that had been lot 51 and 52 that Mr. Lank was speaking of then.
Data sheet doesn't tell me whether it's a corner. It just says front
right,
and side.
Right, but those are the two that you were clarifying. Though.
That was in 2003.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, well, then she's all right. Okay.
All right, that answers the question. So we know there were variances on there, and presumably I would say that probably they were asked for corner lots, and you own that lot, so you should know that.
Yes, sir.
Corner lot there, variance asked for relief from the 15 feet, correct?
Yeah, in fact, zero setback because the road wasn't even cut there and
gotcha.
Didn't exist.
Okay. Yeah, it's a paper road at that time.
That's right.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Mr. Morton?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
Mr. Lank, what's the front setback for lot 45 behind this property?
30 foot, unless they can conform, if it's vacant. Is it vacant?
No, there is a house on it.
Okay. If it's a vacant lot, it could conform to the average. If it's a improved lot, it would have to be based on pre-construction or else 30 feet.
Thank you.
But yeah, like I say, if it's a vacant lot, they could apply for an average. If the house already exists, you can't do an average. You base it on whatever exists.
Pre-existing on that lot.
30 feet.
Is
the septic, is it required? Is that a mound required?
I believe it the site evaluation showed for a P system or a mound system, yes.
And if it's possible to put a three-story home on here based on the 40-foot length, the difference is between getting the variance and not is the difference between a 3,000-square-foot house versus a 3,750-square-foot home.
Yeah, a lot of people these days, because they're getting older, want to try and live on one level. I don't know what their plans are exactly, but so the footprint of the initial floor is really important. Again, I don't know what their plans are exactly. They're a little older, but that additional width was important to them.
Thank you.
Are you in the flood zone?
What's that?
Are you in the flood zone there?
Yes, sir, all of Bark Hill.
A.
I think that's AE there across the street.
Probably 6-7.
Probably. It might change this year.
Yeah.
It might go down a foot.
So that's the reason you're looking for that also.
They have to be on pilings.
Correct.
Right. So they only have to go one flight of steps. If what they choose to do above that, I don't know, but right.
So what Mr. Mills was saying, you would probably be able to double that floor space by having a second floor.
Yeah, if they choose to do that. A lot of homes on Broadkill, though, have the piling level and then two stories above that.
Yeah, you go up 42 feet.
Yeah, it gets a little cramped if you do a third story, and I don't know many homes that do that out there. I guess some do.
They're just going two above piling.
So you're
usually, typically.
Single, you're just looking at single here?
I don't know what ultimately their plans are. I know they've been talking to builders about different plans, and that 5 feet was important. Yeah.
No,
but I don't know what their ultimate plan is.
No other questions.
Okay. Any further questions, Mr. Mills?
Nope.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Okay.
Question. Statement.
Mr. Ryan, statement.
Typically, when you design a septic, you have to design for the system and for a spare. So they may take up more room than what's shown. And then they have to be so many feet from the property line, so many feet from the well. So
many feet from the well.
Could be limited on a 50 by 100.
Well, there are no wells. It's all Broadkill Water Company, so.
Okay.
Well, that's right. You have Central Water there. I forgot about that.
Central Water.
Yeah, you're right.
So you're losing by the septic system.
Yes.
Also.
And
buildable.
Septic driveway. Right.
And
that's
water.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Sharp.
Just a couple. Looking at the drawing that was attached with the packet we received, it looks to me like the dwelling would be placed, if you're looking, I guess, on the far side from South Bay Shore Drive. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So it's not as close to that intersection as...
Correct. The house would sit much further back. So in terms of ingress or egress for fire vehicles or whatever, the house would not be smack up against the road at all. So, and the septic, I think, has to be, the toe of the berm, I think, has to be 8 feet off of the edge of the property, just the toe of the berm. So that corner will be all septic area, essentially, and pretty much open. Yeah.
And is Jefferson Avenue a well-traveled road, or it looks to me like there's only a few lots that would
use
it?
Yeah, there are four or five houses there.
And then I guess the only question is, do you confirm the statements made by Mr. Schaub is true and correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Hearing no further questions? Okay, I'm sorry.
Good. Just go over one more time, Councillor, about why this is an exceptional practical difficulty not being created by the applicant.
Not created by the applicant because this size of the lots were approved so many years ago, and there were no setbacks when the lots were set up. So people could build right on the edge. They could build as much as they wanted, anywhere they wanted, and truly nobody even cared about their septic system, where it was, if it was on their lot or not, the type of septic system. The cesspools obviously didn't require the amount of space. And basically, it's just modern times kind of has squeezed out, particularly lots in Broadkill, probably more so than most of the communities, because this one is such a typical size. It's such a small size that so much has to be done in, and then add to that the additional hardship created by the corner, because it's the corner part that really creates the hardship here that does not pertain to lots certainly next to it on either side, it would to corner lots across the street.
Thank you. No question. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,468. The applicant certainly has addressed the standard for granting a variance. I believe the uniqueness of the property has been addressed by the applicant. Also, the 50 by 100 and needing the septic area where it should be there would also answer that as unique. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The necessary hardship and exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The applicant has addressed that portion of the standard. It's on the record, and a variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. And the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief. And the requested variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickman and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,460. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Rickman?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Burton?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated, and I'd like to also note that the response to the hardship was a very good response.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons were stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,460 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.